CosmicRadio.tv. Welcome to Jump Point. We'll talk the gamut of gaming topics. I'm your host, Roberto Vegas, joined by
Charles
and
Rosa.
And
I'm Batman. I'm just kidding. I'm Michael.
I'm joined by all three. The entire crew is here. It's kind of amazing. It's kind of crazy. We haven't recorded in a while, and we're coming towards the end of the year.
That's it. This is it. I can't believe it's done in 2 weeks.
Oh, I got a couple 3DS ones now.
No, but, and the reason Michael said like the 3DS is like right now. Typically, what if you're a game show worth your grain of salt during the end of the year, as opposed to, because like no news happens at the end of the year except for a couple things. We should probably talk a little bit of news just because I'm so curious about this.
I haven't kept up. I've had my head in the sand because I haven't seen Star Wars.
So Michael,
what's up?
It's what do you think of Final Fantasy VII Remake going episodic and being an action game and being the AAA game that we all expected to be?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how angry are you?
About a 7.
On a scale, I should have said,
about
on a scale
Final
of 10
7.
To 10, how angry are you?
Oh, fuck.
I realize we're talking news early. And the only reason I wanted to bring it up is because like I didn't realize until recently.
My liking of action adventure Final Fantasy games is so little.
I'm okay with it. What's so funny?
I'm with you, Michael. They're gonna.
I will be honest right now, and I want to put my flag in flag in the ground.
I get why they did it.
No, I would put my flag in the ground right now for this. I'm now officially worried for 15, and I'll tell you why.
It took you this long.
I'll tell you why I'm worried way more. I thought Final Fantasy VII, because looking at the original thing, was going to be in the 15 engine.
Yeah,
and so I figured that was going to be solid.
This is long
it's
name.
Like no, it's in the Unreal.
It's an Unreal 4.
It's Unreal 4 engine. So is new Kingdom Hearts game.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the Unreal 4 engine
as
well.
Okay.
So the only game in Square's lineup that's using their own custom engine is 15.
Yeah.
Oh.
The only reason, and for those who are never savvy about development, although typically you do use another engine now, no one makes their own engine because it's stupid. You know, only crazy developers like your favorite man.
Your favorite man.
You have a favorite developer. You know, the crazy man. Fucking Metal Gear Solid game.
Oh, Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, only Kojima makes like the Fox
engine. You just say crazy man, I'm gonna think of a lot of different
there's like
game
a lot of men.
I say
know.
Crazy game developer man.
That's a lot of people.
I say crazy Japanese
you
game
have
developer
to, yeah,
man.
You have to
who
put the word Japanese
engine,
in there and it'll
who
pop
makes
into
his
my
own
head.
Engine. And
yeah, because I was about to say Randy Pitchford because that guy's crazy as shit.
No, Pitchford's smart. Pitchford, he's fuck that. He uses other engines.
He's also clearly crazy.
The developer I follow from Dallas, he's written his own engine.
Is it Randy Pitchford?
No. Granted, it's a 2D engine, but still, I mean, some people do it, but some people who do it are crazy.
Regardless of that, usually you use a third-party engine to speed things up, so you don't have to deal with all like low-level bullshit calls and whatnot. And that's what makes me worried about 15 is because
fresh platform.
It's engine. So because like the only reason, like again, the only reason that they would use the Unreal 4 engine if it's like we got to get something out soon.
This is them clearly going. We've only made Tomb Raider. Basically, and we haven't made another Final Fantasy game, and we're not making any money because we keep spending money on Final Fantasy instead. So, like, why don't we just release the one that everyone wants so we can literally print money? And the other one, which is Kingdom Hearts.
Yep, they can line their pockets and then
like it's just yeah, line their pockets and then we can go from there. But it's like fuck this Final Fantasy thing. What frustrates me about Final Fantasy VII isn't even so much that; it's that Barrett just looks like Wesley Snipes. Like he's not a big. Giant buff dude.
Exactly.
He's just a normal buff dude,
he's gotta
which
is
weird.
He's got to have the guns.
Well, yeah,
literally,
he has to have the guns.
Very true.
And he's got fucking sunglasses on for some reason, so he looks more like Wesley Snipes.
He looks more
is
like
there one of the most
can we get him to be voiced by Wesley Snipes?
I hope so.
Is he out of prison already? Is he out of tax prison?
Yeah, he's been out of prison since Expendables 3.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because they make a joke about it.
Yeah, because he's been out of tax prison because he didn't pay the IRS.
Some motherfuckers just keep trying to ice skate uphill. I'm just saying. Barrett needs to say this.
But yeah, I just want to get your take on it. Just
as long as he wears the dress at this point, I'm okay with it.
I mean,
he's going to.
Cloud is going to wear a dress.
Ultimately, like, I didn't even more complain about the episodic stuff. But I mean, ultimately,
for the episodic thing, what I have to say is
again, they're making all these damn resources again.
If it's episodic, I hope it's three in three parts. I hope
it'll
it's. I hope it's exactly the way it ends on each disc.
I have a feeling it's going to be.
I'm okay with that. And also, it needs to have chocobo racing.
It'll probably be 5
if it
pods.
Doesn't, I'm not getting it.
It needs a lot of inbred
DLC,
chocobos.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
I'd pay the motorcycle DLC. I totally
it's going to be... I mean, it'll be fine. It's an episodic...
We're still thinking it's going to be a PlayStation exclusive, right?
Oh, no,
it was never...
Have they? Did I miss that?
They're basically saying it's going to be PlayStation first, and then come out PC.
They've never said it was exclusive. They're just like, yeah, we're getting it first, and that's it.
It's a
time exclusive.
Okay. Because I just got... So we just went ahead and got the Xbox One, and that's what we're committing.
Good choice.
Look, I'll put it this way, and I didn't realize this until after the fact. When they announced it, their stock like went way the fuck up. So this is like... It's so funny... How much? And I realize we're delaying the talking of what we're
talking
about.
Well, there's one other thing about Final Fantasy I wanted to bring up.
Go
for
it.
The fact that to prove that it's also a giant franchise on its own, the fact that Cloud was being added to the Smash Brothers.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that it's not so much that Final Fantasy is a brand. Like they tried to.
That's why I said Final Fantasy VII is a brand.
Yeah, yes. 7 is a brand now.
It's been a brand for years, though.
It has, but.
They've re-released it on every possible platform.
Re-released
they made a movie.
Like
they made a sequel to that movie.
I think it also ranked for the top mobile games, actually.
Yeah.
The last Final Fantasy in memory that I remember them trying came out on PS4, to really do that was with 13.
Yeah, 13.
But 13 just didn't
work. They tried on 13. Or they tried forcing it in 13.
Because they did it with 7.
Or 7 was just a freak of nature.
Well, because 7 they had it, and then they're like, well, let's make other games, like Crisis Core, which no one really...
Not a bad game.
No one really talks about.
Not very bad.
Dirge of Cerberus, which no one really talks about.
Dirge of Cerberus was so bad.
Advent Children, which is really just a movie.
Not a bad movie.
Not a really great movie.
Kind of a weird movie, but
not a great movie.
I didn't say it was great.
Yeah,
I just said
not
a bad
movie. Take Final Fantasy out of it and then go to the movie again.
The visuals.
What part of not bad? I'm not saying it's great. Why do you keep making it sound like I'm saying it's the greatest thing ever?
I don't know.
Advent Children's the greatest thing. No, it's not.
Because you're positive on the, yo dog, it's Barrett.
It's about as good as Spirits Within.
Spirits Within at least was a good... I guess you're right. Yeah, visually.
Yeah. Visually, it was about as good.
I'll give you that.
But it had way more product placement than Spirits Within.
God, yes.
It was products that we couldn't buy in America.
Oh, it was all... Damn. It was like, hey...
Hey, you like these Japanese cell phones, America? Fuck you.
I forgot who made the phones.
I don't even know because it was some Japanese company.
I think,
saw a flip phone today.
I think they're NTT Docomo.
What?
The worst.
Why? Were you at a museum?
I was at the grocery store and a guy was taking a photo with his flip phone.
With his razor.
That is the saddest thing.
Oh,
ever.
It wasn't even that good. It was like the rounded. It was
what the
whatever. The, what are they called?
I actually think my father-in-law had one of those up until like last year.
My friend,
I had a flip phone for years.
Does he have a feature phone?
Fell apart on me.
He refuses to get cell phones.
Old coworker had a feature.
All right, people.
So 2015.
Yes, 2015 was
2015. Doc and Marty showed up and was like, "Look at all these weird games."
So before
I rolled in on my hoverboard.
So you know, before we
rolled in, it didn't explode in the way.
So before we get into talking about the game, 2015 and things like that, I'm actually going around the horn here and ask you, what was the biggest gaming moment for you in 2015? Does that have to be gaming, you know, game-related release?
It was finding the dog in Metal Gear Solid 5.
Was that the moment for you?
I got so fucking excited when I found that dog. Because I was like, wow. Because the thing was, I couldn't see him at first. I called in a helicopter to pick me up. And then in the background, I just heard this bark. Bark, bark, bark. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I was like, oh shit, it's the dog. And I started freaking out. I was like, where is it? Where? I ended up running around in a circle for a good minute or two. Trying to find this dog, desperately trying to figure out how to get this fucking dog, take this dog with me, because I couldn't figure out how to replenish my Fultons, which made it worse. And so I was like staring at this dog. I'm like, how do I pick him up and throw him in the copter? What am I doing wrong? But I was so excited, I didn't bother looking it up, because it's like, I just need to get this dog on this thing.
I need a dog.
It took me another 5 minutes to get that dog.
I need
and
a dog.
Then I got more excited because I made him an armor that gave him a knife to murder people.
Wow, that's a very smart dog.
That dog is awesome. And it's got an eye patch.
What was your favorite game moment of 2015?
You know what, in that same vein, and you know, gaming moment... So it's a shout out to Fallout 4. Fallout 4 was coming out, and I'm like, shit, I want to play all the Fallout. So you guys have probably been watching on Facebook.
You've been playing one
classic,
and two.
Classic, yes. And I figured out how to save dog meat. I beat the game with dog meat. I let Tychus and Ian die, and dog meat was there at the fucking end.
See, in the original Fallout, companions could go die.
Yes.
You could lose a companion.
Yeah, it was
and
actually
play an
apparently,
RPG. It's not no, that I'm bitter about
apparently
Fallout.
it was like a big deal if you could save dog meat in the first two, basically.
Yeah.
It was, and I did it. Like, I actually looked it up. I was like, okay, internet, help me out, and people in threads and forums from, like, I don't know, it was like 2002 were like, there's no way to save dog meat. dog meat. I'm like, fuck y'all, I'm figuring this out.
Yeah, people figured it out, but it involved a lot of sacrifice of people.
That, and that
the
was
dog,
fine.
But people.
That's fine. Tychus is a bitch anyway.
All right. What about you, Charles?
Explain the question.
So, gaming moment.
Something that got you really excited.
Either in gaming or something that you love. Like, for example, for me, two of my. Probably my all time favorite gaming moment. Because, I mean, there's been some sad stuff that happened this year. Of course, we lost, you know. Who do we lose? Shoot. From Nintendo.
Yeah, this is bad. I can't remember his name.
But may he rest in
we're
peace.
We're all going to hell.
Iwata, goddammit.
Yeah, Iwata. Yes. Well, the thing is, I'm trying to think of the first name.
I was wanting to see if you guys...
Well, because my brain went to the first name, Satoru Iwata. I always try to do the full name. That's my brain went to Satoru, but I couldn't remember the last name. And I'm like, I know I'm going to get
That's why I was laughing, because I'm like, does no one really know what
this is? I'm terrible with names.
Well, the reason I bring up Iwata, because he's connected to this, and this was the moment that had you asked me 2015, this is, you know... Hey, Robert, 2015, everyone's going to get to play Mother in the United States on the virtual console
called
Earthbound Beginnings, or be renamed as that, and I'd say, you're fucking crazy. They're never, ever going to release
any
Mother game.
If anyone told me they were going to release any of the other two Mother games, I would have been like, what the fuck is wrong?
Yeah, you're like, you're fucking crazy.
You're trying to get my hopes up to kill
him. Like, that's like, we barely got Earthbound. Look, well, we're going to be happy we got Earthbound. That took us years.
I'm going to bash him.
And lo and behold, at E3, you know, as this sort of surprise thing, oh, by the way, we're releasing Mother 1. I'm just like, are you, what?
Out of nowhere, too.
Out of nowhere. That was for me the most exciting. So it's just like, I wasn't expecting that. In fact, it was so unexpected for me that the phrase I would use for E3, I go, well, they released Mother 1, so all bets are off. You know, whatever you thought was going to happen in E3, fuck it. Who knows?
That
it could be anything.
That last E3.
Fallout 4 might come out. You know, fuck it. Who knows? Because it was like, I did not think, I did not see that coming because it was right before E3 because Nintendo had all their events before.
That entire E3 felt like somebody's fan fiction.
That was such a,
It was like every possible thing you wanted out of two specific.
That's the truth. This E3 was probably one of the best ones in record.
It was crazy as shit.
Because we had Fallout 4 announced.
It was probably the most memorable.
Your FF7, like, orgasm. Earthbound Beginnings. Of the panels that wanted to be good were great. The ones that were like complete letdowns were like Square Enix and whatnot.
Gosh.
Such a letdown.
Square Enix. Look at all these games already announced.
We had such a hype from like
the
Sony panel. Even Microsoft's panel was amazing.
Microsoft's panel was not bad.
I'm just going to say E3 in general because it was so
good. I'll give you that.
Because so many games. Also, this year, there's so many games that I won't have come out this year.
Yeah.
Or will be coming out early next year.
I changed my answer to Charles.
E3?
Just because it really was like the most exciting. Most excited I've been about games in years.
Yes. It was E3 is back. And, you know, gaming is back. Like, so many good things.
We're on the right track, is what it feels like.
Yeah. So, I would say E3.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, E3 this year was
Sony's
which is kind of a cop out, but whatever.
Actually, honestly, like it's so weird because like last year, I think like that E3 wasn't as stellar. Whereas this past year, like
I don't remember any of the E3s past this last one.
Well, because it's rare.
They're just sort of like, hey, here's this one game you want.
Usually, I mean, like this past year, I think it was that we saw because of all the. Like, I think previous years had suffered because of things like...
the most memorable E3s are always the ones that have terrible celebrities in them.
Well, that's true.
Everyone remembers Jamie Kennedy. They
don't
want to, but they remember
Jamie Kennedy. Out later.
But you don't know about... Okay, you look up the Jamie Kennedy thing when you get the chance. I'm not going to explain it because
it's
even better.
But even going back to why this is a great E3, and I know we're talking about the past in this case, like previous years had things like Colonial Marines looking great and using kind of like pre-rendered footage and things like that. And then you had things like Watch Dogs looking like an entirely beautiful game.
Yeah.
Whereas this year, because of all that kind of faulting and everyone having to now show real gameplay... This is that first year where they started showing what a real game looks like.
The Watch Dogs was real gameplay. The problem was that they had it turns out they had took a chunk of the map and high-res the shit out of it and then went from there. Because somebody, when the game came out, somebody found the actual settings to that E3 thing.
Where
it was actually like, would do that. It made it look exactly what it was, but only for the small, tiny section
it's like
they
demo
used for
mode.
The demo.
It's like demo mode in
the
TV
screens. The
rest
of the game
screens.
Looked exactly the way it normally did.
Huh.
It was kind of funny. It fucked up at the same time.
All right. So let us actually move on to the main event of
this
year.
Moving on.
Of course.
And now for something completely different.
Of course, there are, you know, in every year of gaming, there are winners, there are losers, there are things that we all loved and enjoyed.
And there are...
and such. And typically, we'd do this in 8-Bit Life. We'd actually go through all the stuff. I figured since I have a video game podcast now, I might as well talk it about here.
Right.
So we've kind of split up the games of the years into the following categories. Indie games, AAA games, mobile games, and worst game of the year, which we'll talk about afterwards.
Which I think is unanimous.
Which we'll talk about that there. But this isn't so much a which is the best, which is the worst. This is so, you know,
which
this
one's our favorite stuff?
This isn't a definitive list of any kind of ranking of like, this is the best one, this is the worst one. It's like, no, this is just what throughout the year that came out this year that we all enjoyed respectively for our different things. We'll start off with you, Charles, in the indie game side of things.
So my list is kind of long because I couldn't decide. I'm going to pick one.
It's okay. There's a lot of
no, it's
good
not
stuff.
Okay. I actually disagree with that statement. You need to narrow this down for
there's
me.
There's a lot of good stuff that came out this year. It's going to be hard.
Okay, so here's my list. Axiom Verge, Her Story, Not a Hero, Ori and the Blind Forest, and then Shovel Knight, Plague of Shadows.
And normally we wouldn't count DLC, but Plague of Shadows is such a, like,
it's a big deal.
New game. It's a brand new game in the same engine. It's like you have a different mechanic with the Plague Knight where you're showing kind of throwing puzzles, potions and whatnot. It's an entirely different story from the Plague Knight's point of view.
Exactly.
It's a new game for all intents and purposes.
So I'm not picking Plague Knight because I did not play it this year.
I played,
you know, maybe 30 minutes. The controls have kind of got me a little, they're not as inviting as Shovel Knight is. But anyways, so the qualifications for my choice will be games I finished this year. I want to finish all of these, but I haven't finished. Just started Axiom Verge, and I've only played a little bit of Ori. And Plague of Shadows. So I'm going to go with Not a Hero.
Really?
Yes.
That's
the
Devolver published
game. I really enjoyed Her Story, playing with my wife, and someday we'll talk about it.
Well, we could talk about it now because we've all played Her Story.
Yes.
Well,
I finished
we'll go
it.
Off into like the weeds, right?
Well, yeah, because you're ultimately, right. Like, Her Story was such a, and not to spoil too much of
and
of
it won awards this year, too.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
You know, in terms of like exploration, like narrative games, it definitely had an interesting mechanic of searching through kind of a database and sort of wandering around, finding the story as things. As you like find a video, you hear a word and you're like, what's that all about?
Yeah, it is. And you know, and I can't give it best indie game because I don't know.
It doesn't feel
like a game.
Yeah,
it's like
it was a good
it's
game
like
of the
this sleuthing thing.
That's fine.
And
it's just all personal stuff. Because again, there's really the hard part about ever picking any kind of favorite game of a year is that there's so many good games that come out. That's kind of why I split it up into categories typically. So I don't have it. And ultimately, like I said before, this isn't a definitive list. This is not like, you know, you missed this, you missed that. Assume that we missed a lot.
Oh,
and
definitely.
That this is how that works out. But,
no, but for Her Story, I finished it. Like I got through. My OCD, I probably watched, I think, because it gives you a percentage, right?
Yeah.
And I think I was at like 97%.
I started typing in the word blank.
I cheated.
After I beat the game.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
if you want to sweep it up.
Because some of them are just really hard to find.
Yeah. Like the music stuff's hard to find. Yeah.
I went through that damn thing.
It was great.
So it's rough for me to say 96. I don't think it's the best because it was good, but... And after I was done, I was actually kind of exhausted. I'm like, I'm glad that's over. But I had to get through it.
No, it's well worth a play.
And I could have put Keep Talking and No One Explodes. That's another fantastic indie game that came out.
I got to
year.
Play that a couple times. It was a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But that one,
I almost got
it. That's an indie game, but I
just showed that to a friend recently.
Yeah, we played that on the 24-hour stream. And
I hate that I didn't get to go to that. Really, because I wanted to play that game again.
Who knows? We'll play it again. Maybe we'll play it 2016 again.
But yeah, Her Story is second because that's the other indie game I actually finished this year.
Yeah.
For
and what
sure.
about Not a Hero?
That one was fantastic.
Which one
so
was
I
Not
finished
a Hero
the whole
game.
Yeah,
explain what Not a Hero was really quick.
Okay, Not a Hero was it's a 2D action platformer where you're, and it's, you know, it's this weird dystopian strange universe where there's a mayor, or no, I think he is the mayor, is a anthropomorphic. Bunny rabbit.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Oh, who is just...
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
You can stop right there. I'm going
to
go download it right now.
Oh, no. The action is so much fun because you get to play as like...
I saw that in the Rage Select
There's
got
to be like... Yeah, Rage Select did it.
It was amazing.
You get like 10 or 12 characters from... And they all like have little catchy catchphrases and they all play a little differently. And like there's one who's... His name is Jesus. And I mean...
Jesus.
He is pretty much like Jesus from...
From the Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski, because he's got all these like catchphrases and stuff.
That's amazing.
I think he's in purple too.
Yeah, he looks pretty much exactly.
And what are the platforms for it?
PC. That's all I know.
Okay. I think it's on Steam. So
okay,
yeah. Play it with a controller for sure.
Yeah, like one of those games.
Okay. But yeah, I played the whole thing and I think I beat it like 100% of it. So,
oh wow,
nice.
It wasn't the easy game, but it also wasn't. It was just enough challenge to have me finish, just like Shovel Knight. Just enough challenge where I would finish the game but wouldn't give up because it was too hard, but also wouldn't quit like Yoshi. I've kind of quit because it was a little too easy. But I will finish Yoshi's Woolly World.
It's okay. We'll pick that up next year.
When I get it back from Roberto.
All right, what about you, Rosa? What was your indie game of this year?
And I saw you made it on your list, is Ori and the Blind Forest.
I will
and
finish it, I promise.
It is amazing.
Gorgeous game.
It's beautiful.
The music. I've listened to the soundtrack more than I played the game.
That's Ubisoft, right? That published it, I think.
I thought it was
Microsoft Studios.
Okay, that's right. There's the other
Ubisoft may have published it, but it was made by
No, I'm thinking of another game. There's two other games that are like that kind of like very interesting art style, stuff like that. Because Ubisoft had made an engine recently for making
Ori win any awards this year?
I think I don't know if it did or didn't.
I saw it on the top 10 list.
I know it's been on top. It's on a lot of top people.
Like Her Story won, but not. I think Her Story won for mobile stuff.
Yeah, no, Ori's definitely on a lot of people's indie game list for sure.
I would be really upset.
I would not. No, that's one of the ones that's definitely on people's list. Well, what was it that made you then like beyond the art style? Or was it just the art style?
Just the art style, you know, the music, the progressive play, how you kind of gain those powers as you go along.
Like a Metroidvania kind of?
Yeah. And I don't know if you knew this, one of the main team, the team members for the development is a Blizz guy from Blizzard.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, so lots of talent there creating the game. And overall, it's beautiful.
No, it is.
You can sit
pretty.
There, and even though the game frustrates you, like, it hasn't made me want to throw the controller yet.
Okay.
It's difficult. I'm stuck in the part where I can't get the crap out of the freaking tree.
I was like, this
floods.
Is gorgeous, but I'm done with
this. I can't get out of there with the zap. I'm stuck on it. I spent 2 hours on it literally today.
All right, Michael.
That's mine.
Well,
what was
your
indie game?
I had two things on there. Her Story was one because it was just really a really interesting concept.
Yeah, I know. That had been
I have to
a lot
admit.
Of people.
And the other one is the indie darling favorite of the past month.
Yeah, everyone's loving on this
Undertale.
Game. I need to play it. I've been keeping myself away from it because
For those who don't know what Undertale was made by a guy who, before this, he was famous for making what is known as one of the best, but also one of the most depressing Earthbound mods ever called the Halloween Hack. And when he made this, the final boss has a song in it called Megalovania. And he used that song, and then it ended up making Undertale. And Undertale is this like really interesting, like it's like five hour RPG where you have three options, I think, basically. It's or three endings,
right?
There's it's called people call it the genocide ending because you just kill everything. the mid ending, which is either you do whatever, and the happy ending is the everyone lives.
Huh,
and I mean everyone, because what it is that you can kill your enemies or you can just straight up spare them.
Right.
Like you can go through the entire game without having killed anybody.
Yeah, that's why I guess I'm hearing a lot of from friends of mine that it's very Earthbound-esque.
It very much
and,
is.
And
like the way the fight screen is. Looks
and if
very
anyone
much
knows
like
me, this is an Earthbound. This is a Mother 2 household.
Yeah.
And you're just got to accept that.
The best thing about this game is that depending on how you beat it, if you play it again, there's a character called Sans in it. Who will basically just criticize you because you're like, hey, why are you playing it again kind of thing?
No, because
if you get like the happy ending, he's like, why are you doing this again? It's like, you don't have to do this again. Or if you do like the bad ending, he's like, why are you fucking back? Fuck you kind of thing.
Interesting.
Like say you killed one guy in one playthrough and then you decided to play again and you kept your save file kind of thing because it's really, really hard to get rid of the save file. Like you have to go into like the deep
chunk to get it. Yeah.
And so what happens is like, say you kill one guy and you come back and then spare him. Sans is like, you just did that to make yourself feel better about what you did last time, didn't you? Kind of thing. Like he'll just be an asshole to you about your decisions.
Yeah, I still have to pick it up.
And the soundtrack is fantastic.
I've heard that too.
Absolutely.
I will end up getting it probably by
the funny thing is that the only way to get Sans's battle theme or to ever hear that song is to glitch the game up.
Sounds about right.
Like, and he did that on purpose.
That's about right.
And it's by the same makers as Infinity Blade, right?
I'm not 100% sure.
We'll have to double check. Regardless of that, it's one of the games I need to check out. For me, though, and this is a game that impacted me enough, and usually there's at least one episode of game that does it each year. And this year's was Life is Strange.
With the high school...
Life is Strange looked so weird to me.
Also depressing.
I don't know about depressing. I adored the hell out of it.
Yeah. It probably would be eventually, but I didn't watch enough of it.
I'll give the quick surmise. The best way I can pitch the game, and it's almost... I first do the movie thing. I say, have you ever watched Donnie Darko?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We all watched Donnie Darko.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was rhetorical, but yes, I have watched Donnie Darko.
Have you ever wanted to play a game where you could potentially save Donnie?
Yes. It depends. Is it the sequel to Donnie Darko?
No, I said if you ever want to play a game where you can save Donnie.
right. And it's got that element in Life is Strange.
Well, that was ultimately the feeling I got at the end was like, and I won't explain the ending. I won't spoil it for anybody there who hasn't played the game. But
I thought you were going to try to explain the
ending. I immediately tweeted out, like, thank you to developers because it was the first time I ever had that feeling that I saved Donnie.
I want to ask you about that later, by the way.
We'll talk.
Because I'm probably never going to play that
game. We'll talk about it because it was such a powerful game for me. Like, it was enough of a game that when I got done with it, that much like Donnie Darko did when I watched the film the first time, it stuck with me. Like, it kept in my brain. I couldn't get it out.
It's one of those endings that fucks with you for a while.
Well, it's not even that it fucked with me. It just was like, you know, I understand why I did what I did, and I understand why I went back and did what I did again, and I know why the things are the way they are. It's just very much of like, man, I would love to developers that way because they did a great job. It felt very episodic.
One
it was
question,
a great
does Seth Rogen appear in it at any moment?
No.
Same way you watch Johnny Dark and you go, hey, that was
Seth
Rogen.
All the episodes,
yeah, I
right?
played all the episodes. I, in fact, when the fifth episode came out, I had basically played the game all one night.
Oh my god!
If no one got that reference, Seth Rogen is in
no,
fact
he is
Donnie
yeah,
Darko.
Yeah, Darko. Yeah,
he's one of the really bad guy people.
Yeah,
you don't
no,
realize
I,
it that's the
so,
first
yeah,
time you watched it.
I played it all one like I played it all like the first day and like, kept playing it. I was like, I can't stop. Like it was that engrossing of a game for me and that engrossing of a story that I fell in love with.
It was one of those things where I felt the story looks like it would be the main focus that I ultimately fell in love with.
Like it got to the point in certain choices of the game because ultimately it's episodic games and make your choices and everything else that I made certain choices not because I would have made them or even I would feel Max would have made them, but it was like I don't want Max to feel any more pain. Like it got to the point where I connected the character so much and saw a lot of, you know, like I think the last game that made me kind of feel that way was Gone Home. Where I connected it in some ways to the character.
Gone Home a 2014 game?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I did finish that game this year.
I
love it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I did Google that. Gone Home release date.
There's always one episodic game. There's always one story-based game that ropes me in, and this year's was Life is Strange. And
this just seemed kind of dark and depressing, and
It's actually not depressing at all. I'll talk about it after the show with you guys so you can get an idea of that. Because it's ultimately...
I'm half tempted
to
make the
Back to the Future
game. The
best way I can explain it is... It's not depressing. I mean, it seems sad at the end, but it's not. And it's no more depressing than Donnie Darko was. And I guess that's the best way I can put it.
Movie's pretty depressing.
It
so
is.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah,
it
I was
is,
like,
but
that
it
doesn't
isn't.
Mean much
it
to
is,
me.
But it isn't because like you've got.
No, it's very depressing.
I don't know if it's. I wouldn't say depressing because I mean, some things have to happen. But it's. Trust me, the ending is definitely what we'll talk about it afterwards, but it's such a weird moment because, again, I love the game, and it had, it's only so many games have that much impact on me, like the moment of it, and when I beat the game, usually like, okay, I'm done, and I might linger, but this was like lingered for a good week, and enough from like listening to soundtrack, you know, reading the subreddits and everything else, like I got way into the game. All right, so we're going to move on to the AAA space, the big budget space.
Bum, bum, bum.
And you know what? We're going to start with you, Michael.
Because I'm the only one who didn't play
you're
Fallout
the only
4.
No, you're the only different one, but only... And
I haven't played myself either.
Oh, yeah, right.
I've watched it online.
You, what is your AAA pick?
It is Metal Gear Solid 5.
And why?
Before all the updates.
Before all the
updates. Because I played it before all the updates happened.
That's okay. What? So...
What happened in the updates? Why do I not know
it's
this?
It's a lot of fucking annoying shit. That
so
happened
what's funny
I'll
is
to you. I'll
we should
it
we'll bring this up
it.
Because I think Michael and I talked about this on a stream for sure. If not, we talked about this in private. We definitely talked about
we
it.
We did both.
We did both. But Michael had predicted correctly the thing that I didn't predict correctly because I thought Konami had you know was. was money grubbing and stuff, and then I realized, oh wait, no, I think we because you predicted what it was, the video of like,
oh,
we have
the
to disarm
nuke
everybody
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Which to me it almost felt like when it got announced to be the actual real thing that was the thing that you had said. Because I said, like, no, man, that's some crazy developers thing.
Which
There's
is
no
why
way.
I knew it would happen.
I have no idea what the two of you just said.
Explain that real
quick. Okay, a while back when Metal Gear Solid, somebody had data mined Metal Gear Solid 5, and they found a cutscene that's basically a Kazuhira Miller just going, hey, we disabled all the nukes, so we're all happy and shit, and everything's great, but, you know, it's never going to last, peace, you know, it's nukes kind of thing. Somebody will make another nuke, but for now, we're peace at peace. And people were like, how the fuck do you get that cutscene? Because that's not a cutscene you get in the middle of the game.
Right.
And so people guessed that what you had to do, because in the online mode, you can invade other people's bases, and so you can make nukes in the game, and if you want, you can launch a nuke at somebody. But it takes a long time to make a nuke. It takes 24 hours of real time.
Right.
And a shit ton of resources to make one of these things. And so people figured what you had to do is you had to sneak in, steal a person's nuke, and dismantle it. There's a lot of nukes out there in these games. And so people were like, well, is that even a doable thing to do? And so a lot of people, so people rose up to be like, hey, let's try to dismantle the nukes. And what the cause and effect was that there was another group that decided, let's make as many nukes and stop
right.
these people from doing
of
it as
course.
Possible. And so, but at the end of the day, no one even knew if that was what you had to do.
And then Konami comes out and, you know.
Yeah, Konami, like, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, was like,
ago?
Oh, by the way.
Finally announced, like, hey, the way you get this cutscene is that you have
but
to.
But they didn't say the way you get a cutscene.
Well,
they
it wasn't so much cutscene.
They announced, like, let's play a metagame.
They were just like, hey, this is how many new, like, the way you get this a secret cutscene is that you have to.
That everybody had seen by this point in time.
Yeah, they were like, you have to disarm all the nukes for that platform. Basically, meaning you, if it's an Xbox One, you have to on the server, you have to dismantle all the nukes on that server. And so they announced how many nukes were in each platform.
Oh, gosh.
And
wow.
The Xbox One's was actually the lowest. I think it was like 57,
because no one played
on
the Xbox One.
The PS4 one was 165.
That's how many copies they sold in the Xbox One.
Well, only 59 nukes? That sounds doable,
yeah, that's
right?
What it says. Sounds doable. Guess how many were on Steam's?
Oh, way more.
11,000.
Oh my
god.
Because
everyone
fucks with it. Yeah, everyone fucks with it. So it's like, of course, there's 11,000 nukes.
Yeah, because who gives a shit?
Because
we can hack the son of a bitch.
Because you can hack the son of a bitch. Yeah.
Right. Gives
that's
a fuck. We don't
hilarious.
Give a damn.
But that has nothing to do with why. It's one of my favorite.
It's such a funny
thing. It's my pick of the year.
Well, what's funny about that.
Although
is,
it kind of helps. It's part of it, but not.
You know, I can see why Konami would let Kojima go, you know, after all that.
Yeah, that's why when people
because
like,
I can imagine
why would you like Kojima? I'm like, look, okay, on paper, if you're just some businessman and you're
yeah,
like, hey, look, this fucking dude is spending a fuck ton
yeah.
of money on
yeah,
this one
see.
Thing we're doing.
Yeah, I can see that
and then he
now.
Walked up to and asked us for more money.
Totally, I can totally see.
So
and,
fuck
and you
that
know
guy.
What? You know what? Maybe, just maybe, and this is going to sound like a rude comparison.
I love the guy, but yeah.
Maybe this was his, like, I want to get. You know how sometimes you do a job and you just want to get fired?
That's like, very much what it feels
maybe
like.
Maybe that was like the moment, like, I just want to get fired.
Maybe they'll let me go.
Maybe this will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. What if I put spend a whole bunch of money on something that no one's ever going to see ever at all in any capacity?
Metal Gear Solid 5 is one of the most weird conundrums as a Metal Gear fan in existence.
I've heard.
Because I love Metal Gear Solid 5, but it has one of the weirdest...
Huh.
stories ever produced, in my opinion, because there's so much money spent on this, so little dialogue from the main character himself, and an ending that doesn't really happen so much as it's kind of
like... That sounds so unsatisfying.
Well, there's like a lost episode
but
of game.
The funny thing about it was that I enjoyed every goddamn second of it, no matter what.
Well, and that's what counts. If you enjoy the shit out of it.
Metal Gear Solid 5 is my game of the year specifically because A, I spent like 100 hours on that game easily. B, it actually full circled a lot of the story because it's one of those things where the beginning is the end and the end is the beginning kind of thing. And that's just what it was. And it was one of those things where it's like, sure, there's a giant plot hole unless you find this one thing that you could that's very easily defined because it was a mission that got scrapped, but
right.
you can find very easily. But it was one of those things that the ending was such a mindfuck for a lot of people. But I actually guessed the ending on accident.
Yeah, a lot of people were not pleased with that ending.
And the funny thing was I was excited because I'd guessed that ending correctly.
Nice.
And I want to spoil it so bad because
it's one of those
endings.
We're going to hold it back for you.
It's one of those endings that's just crazy as shit. But at the end of the day, I enjoyed the shit of that game, and look, but there's so, but I can't blame anybody at this exact moment who would play it and be like, "Hey, I'm look, having
the,
problems."
The
with
way
this.
I see it, because there's a lot if of we don't have a James Bond esque theme. It's not a Metal Gear to me.
There was a lot of
I'm kidding. That's a reference to Snake Eater.
I know it is, but that the fact is that one the thing the like thing is moment. Metal Gear Solid 5 feels like the Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
After fucking...
That's great.
After
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale. Because Quantum of Solace isn't a bad movie.
No,
it's not a very good movie.
No, it's not.
When it comes to its story, because it's like, what the
fuck
is happening?
It's a bad Bond movie.
The guy wants to... Water? What the fuck? James Bond. So
it's like out there with like Tomorrow Never Dies.
Oh my God, Tomorrow Never Dies.
We talk about Bond forever.
Metal Gear Acid is the Tomorrow Never Dies.
Rosa, did you have a pick for AAA? And that counts. Nintendo counts, by the way, too. Keep in mind that. If you know any Nintendo games that came out this year.
Mario Maker, I'm just kidding.
Because if not, Charles and I can move on to ours.
No. You know what? And Fallout 4 is great. Well, I did want to mention this. Okay, so I've had to pick one, and I haven't played any real AAA games this year.
That's fair.
And Fallout 4 looks great.
Well, I mean, technically, Heroes of Storm. Did Heroes of Storm go out this year?
No, it came out last year.
It came out last year,
did it?
No, it came out like as pre-release, right?
This is the first... Yeah, when the final version released to everybody.
Actually,
really? I think this year started playing alpha. Like,
let's assume. Yeah, it came out this year. Then, yeah, it came
out.
Yeah,
it actually
year?
Came out this year.
Yeah, you
because I remember
Storm.
That.
That's
well,
AAA.
Well, then that's
it was
my
a huge
game
deal.
For sure. Because
I count if it's a Blizzard game, it's automatically AAA.
Well, then in that's the case, I've sunk all my extra time into that game, so that would be my AAA
there you
pick.
Go.
Followed by The Witcher.
Oh, you see that
Witcher
counts?
Oh,
yeah, Witcher totally
that's
counts. Oh yeah. Witcher's totally up there. That's like half that. That's like that won the award this past year
for the game. But speaking
of
sad and depressing, and it's very adult. Like right off the bat, they launch you into the game with very adult themes and everything, and it's beautiful to behold kind of game.
What The Witcher?
And yes,
yeah,
the one where you have sex on a unicorn.
Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. I know, like right off the bat. But so let me tell you what
that's what most people remember.
Keeping
about
me hesitant, as excited as I was about Fallout 4. Is the fact that it had that whole... So you had your little village or whatever it's called, your compound.
As much as I enjoyed
building our gravity-defying, physics-defying...
Toilet church of the sky. With diamonds.
The whole thought of doing like the whole gathering shit to build shit and having to...
That turned me off the fact that there's this layer of the game.
So I'm going to veer towards The Witcher 3 as being the
that's it.
or Heroes of the Storm if it did come out this year. I thought it came out before.
Right. So let's just get to Charles and I because we're both the same.
Yes,
damn
go ahead
pick.
And gush.
And that is of course
gush.
Clearly
Fallout
it's Battlefront. I'm just kidding.
Fallout 4 wins it for me.
So before we continue you and I discussion because it's just you and I. These guys don't matter.
Yeah, you guys don't matter.
I guess not.
Yeah, I still paying
get more
attention
wine,
like
man.
20 minutes.
Yeah,
ago.
they're about the audience right now for this moment here. How many hours have you played so far in the game? And the greatest thing about this Fallout that's different from other ones, typically there's an hour number. Mm-hmm. This time they've been like, well,
it's down to the minute.
It's
yeah.
now down to like minute and like day. Like it
oh yeah, rounds. No, jeez.
Like I played two days worth of hours and
I
10
think
hours.
I'm at
two days and 10 hours at least.
So I started saying character. So I'm at 3+ days, probably 4 days.
God damn, you're way more than me.
Some of it may not count because I would pause the game and I think sometimes I didn't pause.
I go to sleep.
But most of it was me playing. So probably 4 days of total playtime.
So I do have some criticisms of Fallout 4. I mean, I love the game. I think it's a great game overall.
It's got some problems. Yes.
I think the issues I really have with it, if I have to say issues and be critical about it, it is less of an RPG than like New Vegas was for sure.
It's a first person shooter.
And had I known that was the game I was getting into, I probably would expect my character differently. Mm-hmm. But I can't say that I'm not enjoying the game. It's definitely been one of my all time favorite games of this year. It's been the one I've probably sunk the most hours into. The one I was chomping at the bit for when it was coming out and sort mm-hmm. of keeping abreast of it. I've always loved the Fallout world. I've always loved the idea of the 1950s future post-apocalypse sort of thing. I've always dug that sort of just motif alone. And there's just something so fun about, you know, just kind of going, you know, wandering, you know, the Commonwealth as the Wanderer comes up on Diamond City Radio. You're just like, well, I'm the type of guy. He's like, yeah, just keep playing, you know, crank up the radio on your Pip-Boy
and I've enjoyed watching my wife play more because she wanders. She's just,
oh, I wander all the time.
I don't.
Ooh, shiny.
I go point to point. I look online after a while.
No,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm, I don't care. You say whatever you want. I look online for where do I find this bobblehead? Where do I find this thing? So I'm like, I'm motivated. She just walks around and she finds the most crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like Quincy. I don't know if you've been to Quincy. Yeah. That place, I haven't found it. I want to go there. It looked like a blast.
One of the more interesting encounters I came up with or came across, I think I was walking. I guess I was walking to either Good Neighbor or something else, one of the other towns. It was this guy was like, you know, holding a gun to essentially his twin, and it turns out it was him and potentially a synth that was going to take over his body.
That's awesome.
I kind of said, like, I calmed him down. It turns out the other guy was a synth, and I ended up shooting the synth who was going to fire at him. But I talked him to, like, you know, don't fire your gun, like hold the fucking phone, you know, don't, you know, that, because I have a high charisma enough I can convince him to put the damn gun down.
Nice.
But it's like this weird thing of, like, I'm the double. No, he's the double. Shoot him. Just like, what the fuck?
That's true.
I don't know either of you.
Yeah,
I know,
basically,
right?
It's the only way you can.
The very least, shoot him in the kneecap,
and then immediately take their shit.
And I had Curie, who is like, you know, who if you be, you know, to up the, you know, relationship with her, is you have to, you know, be nice and try to, you know, do nonviolence stuff like that.
Yes, be nonviolent with me.
but it's definitely like I enjoy the game enough where I can forget. Those are faults that I say, like, okay, it's just a different game. Like, that's all it is. It is not New Vegas. It is not Fallout 3. It's definitely not New Vegas in terms of in terms of this sort of really, really in-depth RPG stuff. Again, because I typically play a smart, fast talker, like high charisma, high intelligence, and I kind of wish
it's like you in real life.
Yeah. I tend to play.
You're not role-playing.
I rarely role-play because, I mean, I'm not like Lawrence from Funhouse who's playing Gort.
Big, dumb, happy, friendly guy?
Yeah, have you seen...
I remember him talk about that.
Yeah, he's fun. He's got, like, the... And even he's learning that he wishes he'd played it. He's kind of angry at that game a lot more than I am.
Yeah.
But, yeah, overall, I enjoy it, but I do have my issues with it. But I think... A lot of it, you know, I love the way it kicked in with, like, the pre-war stuff, and it's, you know, it's kind of fun to see that part of the world, and it's just, there's just something about wandering through, you know, post-apocalyptic Boston and you know, like, society, you know,
it looks awesome.
Boston.
Just looking and the wandering around, I would probably enjoy, you know, watching your wife.
How many
play
people say chowder?
Yeah, she's fun to watch because she gets really angry.
To be honest, I've only encountered one person that had a Boston, like,
really?
Yeah.
There's very little Boston.
Right, well, because the only person I encountered was somebody that was trying to give me a charge card.
Well, there's the guy who sells the swatas.
Right, there's that one, swatas.
But yeah, there's very little.
There's very little. It's
I mean, there's
really
more
surprising.
Irish accents.
Yeah, but say same thing. There's a lot more Irish for sure.
But
that's odd.
All right,
very odd.
Let us move on because we're running out of time here. We got.
Well, you know, let's transition into mobile games since you guys are talking about Fallout 4.
Yeah, I would say same thing.
My
let's
pick
with
is
you exactly.
My pick is Fallout Shelter.
Yeah,
I am kind of obsessed
with
my little shelter.
Have you
and
spent any money
making
on it?
My
legitimately.
Has
no.
anybody spent any money?
I've heard of
everybody.
People spending money on
you know
it.
What?
Yeah.
It, I can
I've
see
heard,
how
I've heard
can...
people spent money, but, like, there's no reason to.
I spent money.
I've heard,
no,
I've
it,
heard
there's
of
a
of
reason
people
to.
Doing that.
I want more power. I want to have.
Gotta get those lunch boxes.
Maybe that's why
yes,
some of my people
lunchboxes.
Get those Vault Tec lunch boxes, man.
Oh my god!
I uninstalled that game twice, and I'm done.
Really? No.
I suck so bad at it.
But it's just like it's not really.
It's not.
It's not
real time enough for me.
It's definitely like it.
Honestly, I've had a few babies
go,
now.
It was probably the smartest mobile game to come out this year in terms of what it was trying to do. Like, it didn't try to like the greatest thing about Fallout Shelter was that it was, hey, Fallout 4 is finally coming out. Oh, by the way, if you need something to kind of tide you over, here's Fallout Shelter. Like, it was
just
like
perfect.
Cool.
It
like, we know a game's coming out.
And it just
out,
immerses
wanna...
you, right? Like, further
right.
Like, into
it,
this
it just,
whole
it
world.
It catches you right away. Like, yeah. It doesn't have – it wasn't trying to be like – well, we're not releasing Fallout this year. Here's Fallout Shelter.
No, not at all.
This is just
supplemental all the way.
It was like the greatest ad. It was like the greatest, you know, mobile game ad ever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm obsessed with making sure my dwellers are happy. And I'm like, why are you sad? What can I do to make you happy?
Well, here, I'll sell Fallout 4 for you then.
Huh?
Okay.
Cat photos.
No. That's one. You like make your vault dwellers happy and keep the resources up, whatever? That's the town creation side.
No, but see, there's I like them separate.
I know.
There's Fallout Shelter on my phone, and I like it separate.
You
and like, my RPG, I just want RPG shit.
Okay, you like
it's
that?
Part of the reason I stopped playing WoW, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Because they gave me a freaking, what is it called? They gave me a city, a town,
yes,
or some shit where I had to continue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Yeah. I am not gathering any more fucking wood for you.
Okay. So so you like your separate, you like your world separate.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's like that's, it was too much.
Definitely Shelter was a great game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Since I know you're changing, you were going to change your pick originally.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't know that you could do that 3DS games and stuff can count for this.
Why wouldn't 3DS count as a mobile game?
Well, because it's a handheld game.
I still count.
I'm with Michael on this one.
When I hear handheld and mobile, I think two different things.
Assume
that's
I
how
mean
people
a portable system.
Yeah, like, you just put
for
portable
those of you who are curious what I mean by mobile games, I mean iOS, Android, 3DS, PlayStation Vita, and fuck, if there was a game.
Well, I would count some handheld games as AAA.
That's one of the other things.
Well, that's why.
Yeah,
but
that's exactly what I thought.
There are
some
AAA games. There are AAA studios that put games on handheld, for sure.
Michael, answer both. Say handheld and mobile.
I have two answers, basically. One's handheld and the other one's mobile.
Okay,
I'm going to say the mobile one because it's quick and it's the only mobile game I've been playing at all, which is the Dragon Ball Dokken battle game.
Awesome.
Which is actually a lot of fun. It's simple. I have a Super Saiyan Goku. I murdered things. But my actual, like, full answer for handheld-wise is Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate.
That's right. That came out
this year, too. Because I put so much time into that thing. So much time. And I murdered everything.
That was enough. That was one of the games.
200-some-odd plus hours.
It was between... There's two games that came out this year that, like, when the new 3DS was announced.
Oh, that was
Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers.
Well, there's another one.
Smash came out before, but that was
but it was one of those. There were three games specifically that worked better on the new 3DS.
Right, Smash Brothers one.
Smash Brothers, Xenoblade.
Xenoblade
was the one that you had to have one for.
Well, no, you can play Xenoblade outside. Can you not?
You have to have a new 3DS to play Xenoblade.
Oh, interesting. I thought you could have without it.
It's the only game I know that's out that
you
have to
have
one.
Okay.
And then the Smash Brothers was the other one.
Right, because I knew that Monster Hunter like took advantage of the extra buttons and things like that. For
yeah,
sure.
Like it actually. Like my friend has a new 3DS, and I watched him play Monster Hunter. It has that much better like graphical stuff going on with it because of its new stuff.
Yeah,
and that game is just fucking fantastic. And it's the one of the it's the only reason I have survived Bloodborne as much as I have, because everything I've learned from Monster Hunter translates pretty well into the Dark Souls series, apparently,
nice.
Which I didn't think about. What everyone was trying to tell me at the same time.
All right, Charles.
So
good. Sir.
So murder everything. I'll just say the one that I pick. I have a little longer list, but Lifeline is the game of my. I think I spoke about it earlier this year, but yeah.
Can you explain that to me?
Yeah. So this is the one that it was a kind of a text adventure game where notifications would pop up like SMSs. So it was like you were communicating with this. Person who'd crashed on a moon and was the only one alive, and you had to, you know, you were there for like emotional support and then kind of help them, you know, go certain directions. Should I go here and try to get rescued, or should I go here and try to stay safe? So very interesting story. I enjoyed the crap out of it. It was only 99 cents when I got it.
Yeah, and it's got a little expansions for like $1.99.
Well, there's a Lifeline too now.
Oh, really? Okay.
I've yet to play, but
Well, and also I see Lifeline Silent Night, which is another expansion for $2.99.
Yeah, I remember asking if you could trick them into getting themselves killed, and
could. You totally can, and they will die, and you just start back like the
beginning.
I don't know if it's the beginning or not. I think it starts back before you made that dumb decision.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Interesting.
Okay.
Or if you just got bored and you were like, hey, I'm just going to get this over with.
Right. Yeah, so it was a lot
I'm tired of talking to Matt Damon, damn it.
It was just a good game.
I know, that's
game
all I could think about.
It was a good game to play on mobile. And I know there's been a lot of good ones this year, but that's the one that I finished and enjoyed the most.
I could
I'll pick a 3DS game since... I was also with agrees with Fallout Shelter, but we already kind of had that.
Also, Gunman Clive 2.
I definitely enjoyed the heck out of, and this is one of the first times Nintendo ever did.
Gunman Clive 2, because that game's great.
I wish I didn't play it. I wanted
it's
to.
It's a lot of fun.
I've heard of the great things. No, actually, for me,
the Panda thing is the only hard thing about that game.
For me, because I love me some Match 3, and Final Fantasy Keeper came out last year.
Oh, okay.
I love me some puzzle Pokemon Shuffle, because that came out not only for 3DS this year, but also came out for iOS as well. Yeah. And Android and things like that. But it's such a funny thing because this was the first time Nintendo and any of their properties on 3DS had a free-to-play model.
It started with Pokemon Shuffle.
Yeah, it was interesting.
And then it kept going from there.
Yeah, and it's kind of been interesting to see Nintendo kind of experiment, because all people always kind of look down on that sort of stuff. But I think they did as best of a job as they could.
They didn't do too bad.
Because it made sense. It was a match three game that was
It's not that hard.
No, it's not that hard. It's a very simple match three game, and it's not a hard.
Weird thing was that it kind of forced it on my 3DS. Because it's like, we gave you a gift. Do you want to play Pokemon Shuffle? I'm like, what the fuck?
That always happens. Every one of those games does that.
But they do that with a lot of stuff, though. Because they'll throw a demo at you. Like, hey, there's a Yo-Kai Watch demo. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
I wish I did need to start playing some Yo-Kai. There's a lot of 3DS games I missed. And I started looking. When I looked at this year's games that came out.
I've been playing a Dragon Ball game on it, actually. That a friend gave me.
Of course you have.
Well, he's free, and it's fun shit. It's legitimately fun as shit.
So this is a new category that we would never really talk about in these sort of things, and I figure, she's looking for
And I'm looking, I'm going to download Pokemon Shuffle right now.
We're going to move on to this one, and this was, I guess one of you guys wrote this, because it
Charles
was
did. The money.
Charles wrote this down, and I didn't even think to write it down, but...
I wrote it down without knowing anything to put.
Charles put the gauntlet down, said, worst game of the year. I'm like... Because I had to really think about... Like,
I didn't have to think about it at all.
Well, you did. Well,
I'm right there with you, dude.
It's because I didn't play the game. So
I didn't have to.
That's where my brain goes. I didn't play it. I know we're going to talk about it very much, and I agree with you there. But beyond that, like, can you think of a bad game you played this year?
I didn't spend money on bad games.
That's the thing.
That's
but
the
I don't
problem.
Even know...
I didn't go out of my way to try to find... I didn't, like, any game I bought this year, it was because I... had to think
but that's
about
a, but that's a good point of at least a good year overall is that
like I could say the worst game that I played isn't that bad, which is Godzilla.
Yeah, okay.
I heard that one was atrocious.
It's and just I love like Godzilla. If you're a giant Godzilla fan, it's just not that bad.
Okay,
if you're like if you don't like Godzilla, then it's atrocious.
I like the one for was it GameCube.
It's not anywhere that near like that.
That one was really good.
The game plays like you're Godzilla, but when you're Godzilla in movies is slow as shit.
He's slow, but
and so
yeah,
the thing
they
is
a lot
that
of
you're like,
from
hey,
the movie, right?
As like giant Godzilla nerd, you're like, you know, this is exactly how Godzilla is, exactly yes. everything. So then that's why you're like, hey, this isn't that bad.
Okay.
But then if you look at it as a normal game, you're like, it's slow. You're lumbering.
Well,
you're a tank.
The stuff
and then
I
you
saw
remember
was...
as a Godzilla fan, you're like, oh yeah, because that's what Godzilla is.
I saw a lot of the like weird camera stuff that would happen. Like you're beating up a silo, and then the camera. Is way back and you don't see Godzilla. He's just kind of his tail.
That's actually just the game mechanic where it's just like, hey, they want to get more info on Godzilla. Just hit the R3 button real quick. If you want to, you don't even have to do
that. Okay. I just saw a lot of weird glitchy stuff that just made it look like it wasn't any fun.
The game is actually not that bad. Plus, I got it for like $12.
Oh, that's not so bad. Well, that makes it even better.
I got it on Black Friday for like $12.
So, but regardless of that,
that's like
this is a game that none of us. I get to play this game. I kind of want to now because I've heard they fixed it a lot of the issues. But the game.
Let's not go run around the bush. The game is Tony Hawk piece of shit. Pro Skater 5.
What's so funny about this game? I remember when it was first announced. Like I forgot who was on the that episode. We're talking about E3 that week.
I know I was on it.
You had to be on it. Then it was either one of you two. We had talked about it as this like, oh hey, they announced it. So when's it coming out? Next week. Like we looked at like
yeah, it was like a couple weeks after
and like
that.
A couple weeks later, and we had been like late talking about E3 at that point. We're like, Jesus Christ, that was quick.
Exactly.
I didn't hear any kind
which,
of like
which I said this is going to be a glitchy pile of crap because they shoved it out so fast.
Yeah,
with no marketing or whatsoever. They
right,
know
exactly.
They had a stinker.
And then we looked at the art style, the art style,
the 1997
the
art style.
Right, we looked at the
maybe
art style,
99,
and we're like. Well, surely that, you know, surely this is like, because we thought that, we're like, surely this is early stuff.
You've heard about the updates they've done to it recently, right?
No.
They added the Ninja Turtles to it.
What the shit?
It's on life support.
You can play
seriously.
As the Ninja Turtles because reasons.
Can you play TURTLE Power in the background?
No.
And rock it like it's 1992?
There was one other person they had, but I can't remember who it was.
Can you put on, can you rock it like it's 93 and put on Jungle, you know? Jungle Life and rocking over the what was
yeah.
it the for Turtles 3 rocking over the melody
yeah
over
shit
under the
Ninja Turtles 3 is an awful
Anthony
movie when people say the Michael Bay movie's bad I'm like look at Ninja Turtles 3 guys
you put
Christ
you put Vanilla Ice you know Go Ninja
the,
Go Ninja
I will
rap.
Totally skate to Go Ninja Go Ninja Go
the new trailer kind of has me kind of interested. Because
that
it looks like
that,
they're going
fun,
back
that trailer legitimately is one of the most fun trailers I've seen in a while
but we'll see.
I'm actually legitimately excited
because
Arrow is Casey Jones.
I'm trying to think of the there was a trailer that it'll come to me in a little bit, but there's a trailer that came out. Oh, the Batman versus Superman trailer.
That trailer's awful.
Yes.
The did you say awesome? So bad. Awful.
Okay.
It's awful.
I had gotten a fight it's with a friend on Facebook awful. About it. But the first two trailers, I'm like, okay, you know,
the worst thing about
it's hard to get me to go to a superhero movie, and I'm like, okay, this looks pretty good actually. I like the motivations and everything. And then they dropped this new trailer, and it was just abomination.
It's Doomsday. The worst thing about this trailer is the
it's a pile of dupe.
The worst thing about this trailer is the beginning of the trailer legitimately has you for like a second.
That's
that moment where Clark and Bruce like stare each other down is legitimately interesting. And then immediately
they talk
fucks
for 3
it up.
Minutes.
Immediately fucks it up like a second. And afterwards, Landis. With the introducing of little fucking Lex Luthor.
You mean Max Landis?
Yeah, Max Luthor. Fucking, I want to...
So
oh
bad.
My
the
God,
greatest,
I hate
the greatest
him so
thing
much.
About that, by the way, Charles, is that when I think Max had tweeted out or something that one of his friends was like, when the hell did you go into Superman, whatever? He laughed. He was totally under the joke because that's so fucking him.
Yeah,
I like Max Landis
I do
lot,
too. I really do.
But
now,
his
but...
writing for the Superman stuff he's doing right now is really good, actually. American Alien.
Really oh, really? Good. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's really good. It's fuck, man, that trailer's awful.
It is.
That trailer's so bad.
sorry to get us off the rails.
No, that's fair.
I could go on about that for hours.
Going back to Tony Hawk Skater 5, like the game. You know, we looked at the thing. We had saw the art styles. Like, man, this looks really early. And then we saw what was coming out. It's like, wow.
It was so quick.
I hope maybe this is early stuff because we thought
it was
early
almost
stuff.
Like as you know when somebody's having an overdose and they throw them out of the car in front of a hospital. That's what Tony Hawk was.
Because like we saw that. Yeah, and
they
then,
knew it was dying,
the game,
and they threw it in front of us.
Because
what the fuck was that? And they drove up.
And there was, I think, a 7-gig patch day one.
Oh, my God. It was massive.
Some massive patch
for
day
somebody,
one.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater
somebody,
that looks
massive,
like
it
was made in 97?
Was a
somebody,
patch.
There
yeah.
were people that played the game without adding patch. The patch. Like they just skipped the patch by like not being online kind of thing. And it was just like... completely unplayable.
Oh, I saw some hilarious
it
stuff.
Was completely unplayable.
I saw some stuff
with the patch. It was completely unplayable, but it was slightly better. Slightly better.
Oh, no.
It looked bad. The glitches were great, but
actually,
there's even like a theory.
You have a different worst game?
Go yes. for it. Now you could chime in one.
Batman.
Arkham?
I can't get past yes. that. I can't.
Oh, man, Arkham.
I know it.
That's also, you know, it's funny. Like we talked about,
cuz that game was fun.
I think it's had really good praise. I'm just the worst game to me is because it
is it its ending.
No, the
PC
say,
that one got touted.
The PC.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
How is, I don't really think that would count though. In my
well,
opinion.
I know, but just
this is
video game practices.
This is the year of like
a fucked up of ports, I guess. Because
well,
Mortal Kombat had the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of PC ports have been kind of screwed over.
But
now.
I would say this year's been better than last year for games
what
coming out
last
not
year?
Not. Finished.
That's true because last year we had
Unity, right?
We had
Halo,
Unity.
which made me really upset.
Unity's
collection.
The one.
Unity is
the like had caused so,
Unity did it for because it was
Unity
on so many
was
platforms.
So
it was bad.
It
was on everything.
That's what made everyone even remotely cagey about the new Assassin's Creed game that was coming out this year.
But yeah, Halo's what got me really upset it. Last year.
Yeah, that was fucked. That was completely fucked.
Like I just felt so bad. My brother bought the game. He bought
Master
an Xbox
collection.
To play the Master Chief Collection.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, who's best friend?
Halo
5
and we couldn't play with each other. We couldn't play without each other. Like it was just an abomination.
Yeah, I heard matchmaking was ridiculously wrong. And
it was
all kinds of
fucked. It was bad for...
And they, from what I hear, they didn't even completely fix it, even till now.
I haven't played it since, but I...
Like, they made it better after a while, but it took for a long time.
It's, I mean, I've heard it's much better, but it's just, yeah, I'm just, video game practices, and Batman is the one that probably took the cake this year.
That was probably the worst one, because they were like, okay, well, let's
they
take,
actually pulled
they actually
it
pulled
from the store.
It, and then when they finally put it back out, it was still so bad, they're like,
no
fuck
it. Yeah.
Just, we'll give you your money back. We're just done.
No, it was
they
should
they
have treated,
said, no matter how long you played it, we'll just give you your money
it was
back.
How they treated the consumer. Is why I consider it the worst game.
It was bad.
Wow. Well, that's fair. That's definitely
even though I know I've heard the game
way
is
to gauge
very
the
good,
game itself is amazing.
I have not played
it. I mean,
unfortunately,
it's,
it still has its problems.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. All I saw was good reviews, and I hadn't...
I mean, it is changing some of the practices now. Some people are just not even bothered making PC ports, which is kind of sad, but, I mean, it happens.
Yeah, that
kind of
sucks.
Some people are doing what, you know, the GTA thing, where they're just waiting. They're going to make the game QA for a console and then QA for PC. Because you have to.
It looks like we're not going to get these same day releases.
No.
It's going to be staggered.
It's weird because
if it's not in a
for
contract.
For all intents and purposes, a Xbox One and a
and a PS4 are in fact PCs, but because they're so like
you know exactly what you're so developing specialized. For.
Right. You don't have any variances in a you know, there isn't a different video card in a
right.
in a Xbox One.
Multiple or, types of processors.
Right. You don't know what the fuck's in there. You know what's in there, you know what you're building towards, you know what to spec.
It's easy to do, kind of thing.
It's easier. It's like, it's kind of like with Mac. It's kind of with iOS. It's why like the market between like mobile game, like why iOS usually gets games, you know, mobile things first.
Oh yeah, very much so.
Versus Android, not because Android's bad, but because
there's so many different processors.
Right. There's so many different variants of Android. You know what the fuck you're, you know, you don't know, who do you build towards and
exactly
what do you, you know, what do you build?
Do
for?
I build it for the guy who's still got Android 2.3?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You know,
is it worth it?
I don't even know what the latest one is. I
don't know either.
You.
And I have an Android phone.
But is it like what is it like lollipop? Was it lollipop? I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you. I'm into this shit. Like,
the funny thing is, I own an Android. And I
couldn't
even tell you
whether it's like cupcake or lollipop or
it's lollipop.
Okay,
crazy cupcakes.
Marshmallow is the latest.
See, I didn't even know. None of us know.
I have marshmallow on one device. That's
you have
why.
To stay above Marshmallow Man on there?
And it is so minutely different that it's like, oh yeah, I do have it.
But that's the point.
I don't know what my
phone
does.
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, that's
my phone.
That is a problem.
Yes.
Android and PC are very
very similar in their fragmentation for sure. In that regard,
when it comes to certain things,
it's hard.
But I don't know. Fuck PC ports. I feel so bad for PC people nowadays.
It's hard. It's tough. I mean, it's difficult because it you know only because and
like
I,
people
I
bought
get,
the season pass for Arkham Knight.
Yeah,
and they weren't even allowed
their fault.
To use it for a long time.
Anybody who buys a season pass, it's your fault.
That's not entirely true.
Yes,
that's true.
You make it sound like
you're buying something that you don't know if
that's
it works
true.
Or not.
That's
and like,
fair.
I think Fallout. No,
on
no one's
going to
mention
though.
The Fallout, but Fallout, they don't even. Or,
we don't even know what's out there.
Yeah, the Fallout doesn't. Yeah. They're like, here's a season pass. We have nothing planned.
Yeah, we don't know what it's going to be.
I think that's the game. It may have been another one, but
no, it's Fallout. You're absolutely right. Fallout 4.
It depends on the game, in my opinion. Because some games
you
know what you're getting into.
You could probably
some
trust
you don't.
Bethesda, but most. Like it's your fault for
I feel
paying
like
something
you,
early.
I feel like if you buy the season pass for a shooter, you're doing it specifically because you know there's a lot of maps that are going to be on there.
Yeah, and
that makes sense because
you're
going to
be fine, and
you more or less know
glitchy,
what you're getting
right?
into.
Yeah.
Arkham Knight was one of those things where they're like, here's some skins and something. Maybe
I remember the one that was the funniest one.
I heard it's still not worth it.
We're still talking about DLC. The ones I feel horribly bad for. Out of all the game people, are the
is
ones
it horse
that,
armor?
No, because
it's in Metal Gear Solid.
No. I'm talking about the ones I feel horribly bad for. The guys that bought the season pass for Colonial Marines.
Oh my god, those poor
bastards.
That's
their fault.
But they got
fault.
Refunds based on that. But they're just like, we bought it. We're not making shit. We're canceling it. Here's
your
money
god.
Back.
Well, they actually did make stuff for it, but it was all shit. No one was going to do because everyone stopped playing the game entirely.
Here's the money back.
So they're like, just fucking take it.
Take your money
care.
Back. We don't care anymore. Like,
wow.
It was so sad. Because
it was supposed to be like multiplayer stuff, and no one was playing the multiplayer because the game was horrible.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
any
I have
honorable
no
mentions? That
yeah,
we wanna...
well, I think we've. I think
for
we've...
worst game of the year? Or
no,
just
no, 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 no. Just in general. Just
I think we've
honorable
all...
mentions. You know what, I got Splatoon, Mario Maker, Arkham Knight.
Splatoon, yeah.
Mortal Kombat X is great.
Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah.
Yoshi's Woolly World is another good one.
I mean, I mentioned.
Assassin's Creed. You know what?
I'll mention,
because you mentioned a Blizzard game, Legacy of the Void. I recently bought that for my birthday. As a gift to me, I've enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah,
and it's fun playing StarCraft 2 again and getting back.
Nice.
Realizing how terrible I am at that game.
Battlefront's another one that I'm going to add in there.
Yeah. Rocket
Battlefront's
League.
Legitimately fun.
Rocket League
for sure.
Rocket League won a lot, didn't it?
It actually won the top indie game.
It won a ton.
I know GameSpot. It was funny. They gave Rocket League over number one over Fallout 4, and the comment section was not that happy.
Because like of the two multiplayer
really
games, like one of the games I wish I played multiplayer, and I still want to buy it is Splatoon. I've heard nothing but fun.
That's all I've heard.
It's a lot of fun.
And it looks like
it
fun.
Just, it doesn't interest me, but I'm sure it's
fun. It's not bad. It's a lot of fun.
I've heard it's a lot
like,
of
even
fun.
Just watching it is enjoyable.
I love how you review things, Michael.
It's not bad.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's not bad. It's not great.
It's okay. It's all right. Well,
did you play Smashy Road? Because I know you were a Crossy Road fan, and I know Smashy Road got like a top 10 pick.
I didn't play it, but I do know of it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that came out.
I'll be playing for the next 2 years. I'll be trying to play stuff from 2015.
Yeah, well, don't yeah.
I know, right? It's so hard. I need to live on a planet that
like
has
Soma.
48 hours in a
Soma.
Day.
So, you know what? As a last thing, because this is probably our last episode for 2015 for sure and everything else.
Marty, we have to go back.
go back play all the games from 2015, all the good ones.
Exactly.
Or your kids. Oh. Your kids. Your kids
will disappear from this photograph.
Kids become assholes.
They'll disappear from this photograph. Well, you have more time to play games.
They don't get to play all the good games.
What are you saying, Doc? I mean, what did they become assholes or something?
If Doc straight up told me that my kids would disappear if I did something wrong, I'd be like, oh, I get to play more games.
Right.
So let's
do this, Doc.
Let's go around the horn really quick. And just sort of, you know, snap thing. Most anticipating game of 2016. Go, Michael.
Shit, Star Fox Zero, because it's the only thing that popped in my head.
Go.
Oh, no, Street Fighter V.
Too late. Too late. You missed your chance.
It comes out, Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
Cuphead.
Really? Cuphead?
That's not a bad
That's
one.
The first one that came to mind.
I
and that Dragon Cancer, because I'm sure it's going to come out next year.
The new Wii U
Fuck
Zelda.
Fuck that game.
I don't know when it's coming out.
Zelda, but what he said.
But you, Roberto.
The new Wii U Zelda. I hope to God that comes out.
Yeah.
I doubt it will.
It'll come out. It'll come out because it'll be the last hurrah for the Wii U.
Yeah, the Wii U will be.
It'll
dead.
Basically like, here's the game. We got it done. unless the NX comes like is announced at E3 before the next Zelda happens, then they'll just kick it to the next system.
No, it's just gonna be like Twilight Princess, where it comes out for the Wii U and no one notices whatsoever.
And then it comes out for
because
the NX.
I didn't even
know this game is fantastic.
I didn't even know Twilight Princess
that's
came
right,
out for the GameCube.
That's right. They're now making an HD version of
it. Yeah,
for
just
the
sort of
my sister
happened.
Beat it on GameCube because
she
didn't have a Wii.
Too, but that's
Kingdom
the only reason
Hearts
I found out it
out
existed.
Next year?
I watched her play it and it looked like a lot more fun on the.
Oh, it was way more fun on the game.
I don't know.
Do we think?
What comes out next year?
Kingdom Hearts.
I hope
it's supposed to.
It's on the Unreal Engine, so probably.
It might actually make it because of that simple fact.
It might make it after all. Versus. Where is 15?
I'm trying to think of what other
I think Star Fox is going to be bad.
I wouldn't be surprised. Actually.
The controls look. They
looks
I,
like.
They looks
do
like.
You know, do you know why
there's
I
a lot
think
of
it's
weird things?
Good.
I would love to hear why you're wrong.
Because it's made. It's being developed by Platinum Games.
No,
it's got
but
some
there's
stuff
two,
being
there's
worked
two,
on by
it
Platinum.
Seems
games.
Like there's,
look,
it's not made by them.
It's got Platinum Games.
Unless
it's going to be our crazy Japanese game, our anthropomorphic Japanese game.
Other honorable mention: Transformers: Devastation.
There you go.
Just throwing that last one out
just,
there.
The controls are going to be bad because they're trying too hard to use to have to force the player
it's
to use.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be a very, very weird.
Because, like, you have to look with the other
I'm
screen.
It's
weird.
It is kind of weird, yeah.
We'll see.
The controls look bad.
I played Wonderful
All the people
one,
who
so
played
get,
it
I'm sure I can get
said
it.
The controls were terrible.
I get to play it, so I'll
if,
get the
If they
out.
Change that, then, yeah, it'll probably be good.
We'll see what happens. Anyways, that's it for this episode this week.
Oh, can I mention one other news story?
Go for it. Mention it quickly. Quick!
Akuma and Tekken 7.
What?
Good enough.
Crazy shit.
Sure.
That's all I'm going to throw out there.
Capcom.
Akuma's in Tekken 7.
Capcom's
crazy
trying
shit.
To make more business.
Weird
good,
shit.
Good enough for them. All right, people. So that's it for this week and probably the end of 2015. We'll see you all next in 2016 on the new games.
I'll see you in the future.
But until next time.
30 years
or so. Strong
for the future.
This has been a CosmicRadio.tv audio production. For more awesome shows, head on over to our website, CosmicRadio.tv.